Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a ghost old school DNB break roll using macro controls creatively. If you love that dusty jungle energy, those tiny snare ghosts, and that rolling tension that feels like it's always about to take off, this one is for you. We're going to take a classic breakbeat, slice it up, shape it with a few smart stock devices, and then turn a handful of macro knobs into a very playable break performance setup. By the end, you'll understand how to make a break feel more alive, more controllable, and way more musical without drowning it in a million effects. Let's dive in. First, we need the right kind of break. Choose something with old-school character, like an Amen-style break, a Think break, a Hot Pants-style break, or any dusty recorded loop that already has some snare detail and hat movement. That natural movement matters a lot here. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, then open the clip view and turn warp on. For drum material like this, beats mode is usually the best starting point because it keeps the transients punchy. If the break is drifting, add a few warp markers and tighten up the first downbeat and key snare hits. But don't overdo it. A slightly loose break often sounds better for this style. That little bit of imperfection is part of the magic. Now we're going to slice the break into a drum rack. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, slice by transients if you want the break's natural hits separated, or use slice by 1/8 if the loop is already neatly divided. Choose drum rack. This is where things get fun, because now the break becomes playable. You can trigger individual hits, layer extra ghost notes, repeat tiny fragments for rolls, and process different hits in different ways. That flexibility is exactly what we want. Create a blank MIDI clip on the drum rack track and start writing a simple DNB groove. Keep it basic at first. Put a kick on the 1, a snare on the 3, and then add a few subtle hat or ghost slices between those main anchors. If you want that classic old-school roll feeling, try placing 1 or 2 quieter snare taps right before the main snare hit. Think in 1/16 notes as your starting grid. That's a really useful beginner move because it keeps the rhythm clear, while still giving you space to add movement. You can also try placing a few ghost notes slightly before the grid and some slightly after it. That imperfect push-pull is a big part of old-school break energy. Now let's talk about velocity, because this is huge in drum and bass. Your main snare should feel strong and consistent, maybe around velocity 110 to 127. Ghost snare taps should be much quieter, maybe around 20 to 60. Hat ticks can sit even lower, around 15 to 45. This contrast is what makes the groove speak. If everything is the same volume, the break loses its personality fast. If your break feels stiff, don't rush to pile on effects. First, check note lengths and velocity differences. In DNB, tiny timing and level changes do a lot of the heavy lifting. The groove often comes from what's barely there. Now let's build the sound chain. A simple stock Ableton chain works beautifully here. After the drum rack, add EQ8, then drum bus, then auto filter, then saturator, and finally echo or reverb for throws. If you want, you can also add utility for width and level control, or glue compressor if you want a little bit of gentle glue. For EQ8, start with a high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out rumble. If the break feels muddy, a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. And if it needs a little more snap, a gentle boost around 5 to 8 kHz can bring out the stick and snare detail. With drum bus, keep it subtle. A little drive, a little transient emphasis, maybe a touch of crunch. You don't need to smash it. This device is great for helping the break feel thicker and more confident without losing its shape. Auto filters where you can start creating movement. Use a low-pass filter and set the cutoff somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz depending on how bright you want the break. A little resonance can add character and make the roll feel more animated. Saturator should stay pretty tame at first, maybe just 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on. That can make ghost notes easier to hear, especially on smaller speakers. If you add echo, keep it short and controlled. Think 1/16 or 1/8. Low feedback, and filtered so it doesn't clutter the groove. Reverb can work too, but be careful. A ghost roll should feel spaced, not washed out. Use reverb like texture, not like a fog machine. Now for the really exciting part. Macro controls. We're going to use macros to turn a simple break into a performance tool. Instead of automating a bunch of separate knobs all the time, we'll map key sound shaping moves to a few macro controls, so one knob can shape multiple parts of the break at once. A really useful set of macros for this kind of rack would be roll density, roll tone, ghost level, snare snap, break dirt, and width or space. Let's go through them. Roll density should make the break feel busier or more open. You can map it to the volume of a ghost layer, the amount of an echo throw, or the volume of a duplicate chain that contains extra ghost hits. If you build two chains, one dry break and one ghost layer, this macro can bring that ghost layer in and out. Roll tone should control brightness and darkness. Map it to auto filter cutoff, maybe some EQ shaping or even a little saturator drive. Low values can sound darker, dustier, and more hidden. Higher values can sound brighter, sharper, and more aggressive. That makes it great for tension and transition moments. Ghost level is all about bringing the small notes in and out without changing the main drum hits. Map it to the volume of ghost snare slices, quiet hat slices, or any extra fill layer. The main snare should stay your anchor. The ghost notes should float around it and support it. Snare snap is one of the most important ones. Map this to drum bus transients, a little saturator drive, a small boost in the 2 to 5 kHz range, or even a short snare reverb send if you want a little extra pop. This is what helps the snare cut through and feel urgent. Break dirt gives you controlled grime. Map it to saturator drive, a tiny bit of redux if you want some lo-fi edge, maybe more drum bus drive, or a bit of filter resonance. Keep this one subtle. It should feel like seasoning, not destruction. Width or space is your atmosphere control. Map it to utility width, reverb wet slash dry, echo wet slash dry, and maybe to high cut on the reverb return. You want the drums mostly dry in the main groove, then you can open this up for fills, turnarounds, and transition bars. A very useful teacher style tip here: when mapping macros, aim for musical ranges, not extreme full range sweeps. A small movement in filter or drive often sounds more natural than a huge jump. The best macro setups usually feel expressive, not exaggerated. If the break starts to get cluttered, mute the extra chain before changing the arrangement. Good rolls usually come from clear hierarchy, not just more layers. Now let's shape the groove into something you can actually perform. Think in sections. Start with a main groove that's restrained, with low ghost level, moderate tone, and minimal space. Then create a build-up or transition version, where roll density goes up, tone opens a little, snap increases, and dirt gets a touch stronger. Then make a fill or impact bar where ghost activity is strongest, space opens up, and maybe the filter opens briefly for a lift. A simple arrangement idea could be bars 1 to 4 as the main groove, bar 5 with slightly more ghost level, bar 6 with more roll density and tone, bar 7 opening up the width or space, and bar 8 pulling everything back down before the bass drop. That lift and release is what gives old school jungle and Deedan beat its tension. It feels like the break is breathing, not just looping. Press A in arrangement view to show automation. Then draw curves on your macro controls. You don't need to automate everything at once. In fact, it usually sounds better if you only move one or two controls per section. For example, let roll density rise over one or two bars, open roll tone slightly before the fill, peak ghost level on the last half bar, and then open space right on the final hit before cutting it back down. That kind of movement makes the pattern feel alive without becoming messy. If you want a darker or heavier result, try a few extra tricks. Use parallel dirt by duplicating the break or creating a return chain with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe a tiny bit of redux. Blend it quietly under the clean break. That way you keep the punch while adding weight. Also, high pass your reverb return. Dark DNB gets muddy fast, so keep low frequencies out of the ambience. If the break needs more space in the mix, use subtle sidechain compression from the bass, but keep it gentle. You want the drums to breathe with the bass, not fight it. If the snare isn't cutting through enough, layer a short snare transient, like a rimshot, stick hit, or click, and map its level to your snare snap macro. That can really help the groove pop without making the whole break louder. Another useful variation is to create different ghost note characters. You could have one soft and dusty layer, one tight and clicky layer, and one slightly distorted layer, then blend between them with a macro or use the Rax chain selector to switch them. That gives you motion and variation without rewriting the whole pattern. You can also do call and response rolls. Keep the first half of the bar sparse, then make the second half busier, and maybe end with a full stop or accent. That works really well before a drop or at the end of a phrase. Here's a great beginner exercise: build a 2-bar ghost break roll using just one break sample, one drum rack, and 4 macros: roll density, roll tone, ghost level, and width or space. write a simple groove, add two or three ghost hits before the main snare, map the macros, then automate bar 1 to feel restrained and bar 2 to feel a bit more open and intense. Export a short loop and listen on both headphones and speakers. The goal is to make it feel like a build into a drop, not just a drum loop. And if you want to push yourself further, build a 4-bar performance loop. Keep bar 1 the most restrained. Add more motion in bars 2 and 3 without changing the main hits too much. Then make bar 4 feel like it's clearly preparing for the drop. Bonus points if you export two versions, one dry and tight, and one darker, wider, and more damaged. So to recap, slice your break into a drum rack, use velocity and timing to create ghost note contrast, process it with a simple stock chain, map a few macros to shape the groove, and automate those macros in a musical way. That's how you turn a classic breakbeat into a ghosty old-school DNB roll that feels alive, dark, and performance-ready. That's the vibe. Tight, moody, rolling, and full of character.